Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to episode... should have checked that before I started that sentence. 23? Possibly 23? Episode 24! Welcome to episode 24 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. Back after a little bit of a break. It weren't a planned break, to be honest. It just one of them things. It's back. And so this episode I recorded over on Zoom with my friend and comedian Joe Foster. I thought I'd just try it over Zoom. Because I was getting to the point last time with sometimes guests, like you'd book the studio and then the guest couldn't make it, and then that became sort of, you had problems in that area. So I thought if I just do it over Zoom, I might get back in the studio every now and then, but if I can just do it over Zoom, and just basically have a chat with one of my pals from the world of comedy, or just one of my pals in general. I think that's how I'm going to do it going forward. Every episode was like the title of the episode was the guest. I might make that a bit looser, where I might just have repeated guests and guests come and go. There might be a new guest, there might be someone that's been on before, and then we just have like a bit of a chat. It'll still be Get to the Good Stuff. I think we'll still ask some of the Get to the Good Stuff questions, but just a bit, maybe a little bit more casual. You know what I mean? It just means I can get the podcast out there a bit more regular. Happy New Year. Hope you all had a good Christmas. I had the right one. It weren't too bad. Enjoyed it. I had two punctures over Christmas, which is a pain in the ass when it's over Christmas, because you never know when, if shops are open or not, do you? You never know. Are they open today? Like the 27th. Are they open today? 27th? Are they open? You don't know, do you? Something like a tyre. You need it, don't you? Do you know what as well? Like tyre shops. Mechanics. I always find that intimidating place to go, or just like, it's not like a normal transaction, is it? It's always a little bit, you just feel a bit awkward going in there, don't you? Unless you know all the lingo, unless you know it inside out, you feel a little bit patronized, don't you, when you're going in places. I went in one of the times I got a tyre. I went in there with the tyre and I was like, I just need a new one put on that, please, mate. And he went, they're just working on something in a minute, they'll be with you next. And I was like, okay, cool, no worries. And I went and sat down. I thought, I'll go and ask just how long it will take. But I made sure I said it like this, because I didn't want any sort of patronizing, you know. And I went, mate, absolutely no rush at all, but have you got a rough idea of how long it will take? And he went like this. He went, as I just said, sir, they're working on something at the moment. They'll be with you next. I thought, oh, you... Why say it like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, just say 20 minutes. If you say 20 minutes, I'll go sit back down and I'll just assume it's 20 minutes. That's not a problem. And then if it's half hour, I say, oh, whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's, but if it, it, and the thing is, it only took like 5-10 minutes. He could have just said that. Do you know what I mean? It just sometimes they have a way, don't they? These sort of, this passive aggressive customer service type. Yeah. Sorry, that's just turned into a bit of a moan there. A happy new year. right, let's get on with the episode. It's me and my pal Joe Foster just having a general chat. Hope you enjoy.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Because I put this up on an Instagram story earlier and it's got a huge response and I didn't realize it was such a big thing. What do you think about I don't know if you saw it, but when like you make food for someone and before tasting it they ask for something like, have you got any salt, have you got any mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah
before
yeah.
actually and you're like, well, no, you don't, you haven't tasted it. But the thing is as well, for the first time I've been on the receiving end of it, and I think I do it.
Yeah.
Because I quite like spicy food. Sometimes I'll ask for chili.
The most offensive thing you could do to someone, I think, is if you've made some kind of Chinese dish and they go, have you got any soy sauce? And you're like, in your head, you're instantly going to be like, there's soy sauce in there, you fucking wanker.
Yeah, that's exactly. I did it with a curry because sometimes you can have like coriander as like a garnish.
Yeah.
Sprinkle over. And someone will go, like, have you got any coriander? So I put this coriander. What do you mean? You haven't tasted it yet. Why do you want it more coriander?
You haven't fucking tasted it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing is though, this is the other thing though. It's like, well, I made someone who should not be named, Thai chili, beef Thai basil with rice. Do you know what that before? And Thai basil is not one, it's not like a supermarket herb. It's Asian, so you've got to go and get it.
You've got to go find it.
Yeah. And this person, right, put it down in front of them. I mean, you got any mayonnaise?
What? On a what? What did you make?
On a Thai basil, Thai chili basil.
Fuck off, mate.
But you see it like
that is really offensive.
And
it doesn't matter.
Like, no, well, you're not having it then. Because I'll save that. I'll have that.
It's like also you've given them like, you know. It's like going to like, I don't know, the London Opera House and going, have you got any Amarillo? Just to... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, something something with a little bit more vroom.
Yeah. Because basically what they're saying is like, because the thing is, well, like when you're cooking, like I like cooking, right? So when you do it, you got to... Yeah, you know, you're thinking about these flavors. You're thinking about the balance. You're thinking all that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? And you're just going to fuck a load of mayonnaise on it.
Yeah. On a Thai dish as well. I doubt you're... Oh.
Well, I was at a cafe the other day. I saw someone put mayonnaise on a fry-up.
So I'm actually kind of... but the difference is... Right. A fry-up is a load of stuff that's basically been... fished out the bottom of a. Do you know what I mean?
The idea of a fry up is better than actually eating a fry up.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really tasting, isn't it? It's like not much. It just tastes like a fryer.
a bacon sandwich tastes of fuck all. It's the smell of the sandwich.
Yeah,
like what it tastes of for me now. This might just be me, but it tastes of heartburn.
Yeah,
for me, because I'm like, oh, this is gonna be. Oh, actually, though, saying that. I'm talking bollocks because that's only if I've made it myself. If I go to a proper calf, it's still amazing.
Yeah.
Which basically
I think you've got a really good point there about smells though. It's like where I used to live, used to back onto a KFC.
Yeah.
Fucking the smell of a KFC is like, oh, do you know what I mean?
And then
it's just it's the most disgusting.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the highest I regret this.
Food, oh mate, there's a million I regret. Oh god, what do I regret do you know what I regret? Because obviously when you come home from gigs and stuff, there's nothing going on when you haven't planned stuff.
Yeah.
And there's this like little news agency. And there's a little part of me, because I grew up in a certain generation, that really thinks, that still thinks in the dead of night, that super noodles are a nice thing to eat.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I think they are, though, aren't they? It's just a treat.
Well, do you know what I would say to you is you haven't had super noodles recently.
But this is what I'm a little bit gourmet with it. This is about, I mean, not like, you know, it's not like adding mayonnaise.
What, Parmesan?
Well, no. But it's so simple. But they you know, you get a pot noodle, they give you a little sachet of soy, don't they?
Mm.
So I make the super noodles, I put a bit of soy in it.
Yeah.
Put sriracha.
Yeah, nice.
Sauce. And it's a little touch, but they're not make a difference.
Maybe I'm speaking out of turn. I mean, the thing is about KFC, though.
Game, mate. That's what you got to do.
Mm, yeah, well, that's it. I'm just going chicken, mate.
Well, what about what's your opinion on rustlers?
So yeah, I mean, that is a classic example of something that you see. That's another one that will rear its ugly head. That's a once every 2 years
on your own.
Yeah, that's I wish I had as many cigarettes as I had as many rustler burgers. Because it's literally two a decade. Yeah. 20 a day. Yeah. And they put all the flavors. I love with those things as well. They make all the flavors as if someone's going, oh, I really wish they'd give this a little twist.
I put that on my list of foods that I don't like in public.
Yeah.
If someone brings it up, you go, oh, yeah. Oh, that's disgusting, aren't they? I'm on my own.
It's you that's got that bit about being seen in McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's horrendous. That's the worst thing, isn't it? Being seen in somewhere like that. There's like my...
Go on, sorry.
No, my I do my... So there's... Because McDonald's and KFC, like, we don't want to cover the same shit.
Yeah.
But like McDonald's, sometimes I'll go in there and I will go, what am I ordering? But realistically, it doesn't matter.
Nah.
You could literally put a blindfold on.
Yeah, just tap buttons.
Tap away, and you'd get what you deserve.
Yeah. Because
you don't enjoy it, do you? You deserve it.
Well, it's these people in McDonald's who go like, you can have no gherkins. Just take them out, you prick. It's 99p. Just take it out. Oh, but there was an old lady who was taking her grandson to KFC once. Oh, do you know, just watching someone not getting the concept of what she's like one breast. I mean, it's just like this real like breakdown teenager serving her, not knowing. You're just watching this chaos, thinking, oh God, do you know what I mean?
Nando's is a good one.
I come up with a theory on Nando's the other day, right? We'll chat about it. And I think why it's so popular, right, is do you ever done a thing where you owed someone money for something you've already done? So say, like, you still owe me money for that ticket, as in for the concert.
The concert, mate. What was it? Newton Faulkner, was it?
But that actually, the actual ticket reference that makes sense. And it's something that you've got to give money for. Say, Jay, it was drugs, but you've already done it. It's already worse with drugs, actually. You've already done it. You've already enjoyed it. You've already come down from it. And now you've got to pay for it. It's a shit feeling, isn't it? So like in normal restaurants, that's what you have to do as well. You eat all the food. You feel like shit. You're all full up. And then you've got to pay for it. Nando's.
Yeah.
Pay for it.
Yeah.
Then you can get all excited about it.
And then leave.
Yeah. I think that's genius.
And you don't have to sit through that bit that they have in proper restaurants where it feels like time is time I'm waiting for the bill in a restaurant, there comes a point where I can't remember when I wasn't waiting for a bill.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, you think to yourself, God, how long have I been in this particular area of my life? Because it feels I've been in here for months.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Waiting for this bill.
And it's the surprise when you have to look at it. They look at you, look at it, say, do you want to add gratuity?
Yeah.
Watch me press no, yeah?
Yeah. Well, it's completely up to you.
Yeah, that's an awkward moment.
I'd really appreciate it if you did. Haircuts are a weird thing. That's something that you can buy. And like, I've got this like barber where I go, and one of them's really nice and one of them's really depressed. Like, you know, obviously people have got shit going on, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, he still, what is weird about it is he still tries to pursue the chat.
Even though
he doesn't want to talk to you either. So he'll say something to you like, he'll say like, oh, what have you been up to recently? And you go, oh, well, actually, you know, you might say some like, oh, I went bowling with a couple of friends. Yeah, never really got that. Never really got bowling. It's like, well, you've asked. So now you have to think of another
nothing,
thing.
Yeah, he's got nothing to say.
Yeah. Come on, you're Tarzan swinging from the conversational branches. Try and find another one. How this works.
Yeah, it is hard, though. That is hard, that sort of conversation. Well, I was talking to someone this because I could do this thing where I can bump into someone I know, have a conversation, and the conversation can actually be going really well. But in my head, I'm going, I need a way out of this.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a bit just to go, you know what I mean? Like,
and do you know what? When you do it, when you manage to do it with someone really excellently, like sometimes you're leaving and you go, great snapshot of my life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you'll be there, ask this, you'll ask that, and then you'll say something way too overzealous, like, yeah, anyway, best be off because of some bollocks. And then they'll go, ha, 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 and you'll leave, go, I am the best person in the world. Do you know what I mean? When really you've said nothing to a stranger on a high street. And they probably go like, do you know what I think in my worst moment? This is the thing that I think that you can't let cycles like this get into your head. Do you know what I thought to myself the other day? I thought, God, I wonder who hates you that you don't know. Because there's got to be someone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like someone you meet and you're like, oh, I've got a real jovial relationship. This is, don't let this creep into your mind because it crept into mine. I should never have told you. But like sometimes I think...
I get told explicitly on social media. That I'm.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So you've all your hate is covered. There's 10 guys that think I'm, what is it, hack? We probably say something about hack.
Yeah. No, my favorite one is the people think they're original by doing this with online trolls. They go, so-called comedian.
Yeah.
In brackets. Oh, he's a comedian, apparently. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, I've seen what you've done there.
I mean, that is another thing is going on. Like, I don't know a single TikTok or reel. I'm actually going to say this. I don't know a single reel that would appeal to those people. Yeah. There's no like Stuart Lee reels.
No, that's just the point. I always try and say this to people, like when if you're trying to create something, you're not creating a fucking Scorsese movie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a stupid little thing that you've got to. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't worry about it.
It's just a quick art form.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Yeah, that's it.
You can't go into
how much of yourself can you get into that 30 seconds? Beginning, middle, end. Do you know what I mean? It's just put a meanwhile, say a cliche.
Meanwhile, they'll sit there going, bit elementary.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
what are you hoping for?
But that's what I was saying to you before, isn't it? There's like with the hate on them videos I got. Like, he's just saying cliches.
Yes. That's exactly what's happening. But you've missed the crucial bit. You've got it.
But I think I am. It's a weird world we live in, isn't it? With the, I think you said it, didn't you? People can't be trusted in comment sections. Human beings are just
they should. Unfortunately, and this is my unpopular opinion, because there are some people that I speak to, and I do. You know, it's all they, you know. Certain people, I know certain people in my life that whatever I say, they'll go. And my opinion on comment sections is that we can't be trusted.
No.
It's too far. It's gone too far.
You're never going to get to a point, are you, where you go?
You need an ID attached to what you're doing so that you can at least be like, you know, yeah, I did think it was, you know, whatever. But we've proven that we can't be because there's nothing good going on. So just get rid of them.
Yeah, I think
unsubscribe.
Right. Well, listen, I've realized this thing because obviously I'm on social media, TikTok, Instagram, and now some stuff is going on Facebook. And I've realized that the most hate, right, is on TikTok and Facebook. And I think it's an age demographic thing. young people not realizing how, like, you know, they just, oh, this banter's dead,
you know,
kid, and it, you know, just be like, your mum and that,
and then Mr. Saunders, people, yeah, Mr. Facebook. Saunders at number 42,
yeah, and they're sort of like, and they're just older, old and bitter and angry, and they don't get. But in Instagram, it's still, you still get it on Instagram, but it's not as bad.
I think
people in our 30s and that, we sort of know, you know, it's not the dumb, you shouldn't be doing that. Do you know what I mean? I might be wrong, I might be way off, but that's my theory on it.
Plus, also, it's the way it works, because if you're scrolling through reels and someone's really popular, you are going to get, like, I'm getting loads of Andrew Tate, so much Andrew Tate, it's all over my thing. And I get annoyed with that, but I would never, but they're marketing Andrew Tate to me. Because I don't know, my social media imprint makes people think I'm a loser. I don't know, it must be something like that. Yeah. But I get so much of it and I just think, mate, I'm not on this. But I would never, ever comment under. I would never give them the time of day.
It's weird, isn't it? Because, like, I've said it before, I'm not much of a scroller. I don't do it that. I don't know why. I don't just sit there. I can see why you know people do, but I don't think how much I actually contribute, because the whole Andrew Tate thing, I hear it a lot. I've not consumed, like, not through choice.
No,
it's just not the way I behave. I don't see them video. I don't know. Maybe my behavior online, them videos don't show up. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know. So I've that. It's weird, isn't it? So you're only aware of what algorithms are throwing at you. That's your world. That's your world that you're aware of. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm not aware of it. Do you know what I mean? That's weird, isn't it?
Well, also, do you know what is weird that I've just worked out now? Is it's not actually Andrew Tate that they like. It's the safety of his opinion, of people going back to what they've done in their lives and finding safety in the fact that he's an arsehole.
So what? You have to explain him to me a little bit. I sound like a fucking dinosaur. I'm not being one of them people as well, like... who are the Arctic Monkeys? I don't know. I only listen to them. I mean, I'm not being one of them people. I genuinely don't really know what is he? What's he about?
So essentially, it's sort of like a guy that's like owns being macho, owns having loads of money, as in he's out there going, I make loads of money. Da, 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 da. And if I had a wife, then she wouldn't work and blah, blah, blah. And he says,
what's his job? What's his
job? I mean, I can't really tell. Yeah, he's one of those entrepreneurs. There's a new entrepreneur thing, isn't there, that's happening where everyone has to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah,
it's like what I really love though now, what I really enjoy is there's like an estate agent one that I've got, and it's like this, or he'd probably call himself like a realtor or something now.
Yeah.
And he goes around, see what you get for £5 million in Knightsbridge or something like that. And then he gives you a tour of this house. Right. But what I love about the ones in London at the moment is it's literally just a regular house now. But right. He's trying to make it all jazzy and be like, come through to the Fru Lounge. And it's like, because you've got a Fru Lounge because you can't have one that's actually because everything's fucked. Trying to show these like luxury, like in the 90s, it must have been incredible. It's like, and then you play on your own golf course. But now with the current situation, he's like, check out this lawn chair.
I'm not seeing him.
It's really funny.
I think I'm one of these people. I think I don't know built in me where it's like, is the word contrarian? No, it's not good. When you sort of go, part of you wants to go against the grain. You go, it's like, do you know, like Lionel Messi, arguably the greatest player of his generation, maybe ever lived, right? But you know, like, and it was while the World Cup was on, everyone was like saying, everyone was talking about, oh, this is his World Cup. It was very much his World Cup, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, when that thing where, like, he'd be on the pitch and he wouldn't do that much. It'd just be a very simple pass.
Yeah.
And one of the commentators, that was just outstanding.
I mean,
I know he is like amazing, but just like,
I mean, yeah, some people get, and that was blah, 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 so blah, blah, blah. And then someone goes, oh, what a great footballing brain to even see that. Now how he saw that, John. It's like he's passing to the person ahead of him. I mean, he is a great football player. But also the other thing that people have got, like Ronaldo is a really great sportsman, but he has been a wanker as long as I've known him.
Yeah,
he's always been a bit of a wanker. Like, And you know that about him, and then he's really good at sports, and that's like overshadowing. But the thing is, the reason that he's so good at sports is because he's desperate to win. And then because there used to be these like news stories where he'd do something, and then there'd be people sort of like, can't believe Ronaldo did that. It's like, really? After 20 years of him doing stuff like this?
Yeah.
You didn't see that coming, that he was going to be quite a bad sportsman?
Yeah. And they did it with Ronaldo as well. Like, I remember there was I can't remember what game it was, but Portugal. Do you remember the game where Ronaldo scored a header and it turns out it wasn't a header?
Yes.
But it didn't actually, and it basically done that, and they played it, and Ali McCoy was going, just look at the touch, that header. That was the what great footballing brain to see that header.
Yeah.
The lightest of touches. And the more it went on, Ali McCoy would not back down.
Really?
He's like going,
he guided it in. The air that he pushed in his head.
It like officially came up. Like it wasn't his goal. And he just was not backing down. It was just the lightest of touches.
There's a nudge. Not even a nudge. What's less than a nudge?
Joe, you're wrong about something, but you won't back down, Joe.
Yeah,
because you're the expert. You're the expert commentator. Just look at that. Look at that. And because it's Ronaldo, they do the same with Messi. You just have to do this thing. They don't need more smoke blowing up their ass. They don't need more of it. You know what I mean? They're amazing. Yes, exactly. Get it? They keep fucking going on about it.
Yeah, and the level of like, I mean, there's loads of people now. That's almost like a thing in the meet. Like, it's like, let's create a person that never thinks they're wrong, which is why you get all these sort of people in pubs that want to argue about something for your entire night. It's usually someone you've met, not someone you know. And they'll go, no, actually, sorry. And it's like, look, you might really like LBC, but I'm not wasting my time sitting here arguing with you about something that I don't know anything about. I'm happy to say I'm wrong. And sometimes I'll say things are wrong just for the sake of it, just to carry the conversation on.
Yeah.
Because I think I don't like you.
Well, it's like, you know, as comedians and that, like, where does this thing come from where, like, the sake of the news or something, and let's get the opinion of a comedian. Not like an analysis, just an opinion of a comedian. Yeah. Like, that's not your job. Do you know what I mean? Just like,
you
have to be funny, not just an opinion. Do you know what I mean? And they do. People make careers out of it. What was it yesterday? It's just
opinions based on nothing.
Yeah.
It's really easy to do, even when you don't have.
Well, I think that they were saying that about social media, though. Like, the algorithm will know what side you're leaning, and the algorithm will support you. So we said, massive one was when coronavirus.
Yes.
It was like, if you was looking up, do you know what? I remember when it first came out, I was sort of like, I was one of the people who didn't want to believe it.
You didn't want to believe it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, nah, this would be over soon, wouldn't it? This would be over.
Yeah.
I was looking for them sort of stories. Nah, this is just bollocks, isn't it? Like, this would be over soon, wouldn't it? And like, and then like, because I was searching for that, videos were coming up confirming that.
Yeah.
But if on the other hand, you were someone who was like going, this is going to be the end of the world. This is terrifying. This is really bad. More videos, you'd see more videos. So that's why everyone just got so fucking, that's why the world went mental. Because if you had any opinion or theory, just social media would back it up for you and keep sending you that shit. Do you know what I mean?
Also, it was the worst thing as well, because during the whole period, you and this is what I think happens to people, a percentage of people in rural areas. If you see the same thing every day, like, and you can go out and like experience the world, then you feel differently about the world. But if you're stuck in, and you've only got your own opinions.
Yeah.
And scroll through.
That's exactly. The last time I did it was the Ukraine war thing. I gave up drinking for 6 months and I caved in because of the Ukraine war, because it was just like, it was like really intense, like, nuclear war. Blah. You know what I mean? You're like, fucking hell. I mean, I'm having a beer, man. This is too much. But if you get up and go outside, it's all right. There's no...
Yeah.
It's not that bad. You know what I mean? You get so intense, did it, in your own head.
Yeah. Well, there is... So that's a feeling that my mum said to me. Well, it was like during the cold. She was like, it feels like it's so close. But I mean, obviously, there was stuff going on, but it wasn't likely to affect any of our lives.
Listening to it and taking it all on, just getting making
just riling yourself up, and like, exactly.
And that's why I just don't watch the news, I just don't watch it.
So I like some news, but I have to turn it off after a while. Now I'll look at BBC News sometimes just to catch up with everything.
Yeah, it's just like it's even the way that the news is presented. They sort of say it to you in this sort of their face looks at you and says, "This is bad."
Just also, have you looked at the BBC website that looks like everything's a national emergency? There's like that flashing red dot.
There's always someone in the high-vis.
Yeah.
Like a boarded off, like a tape, some tape up with a man in high-vis.
Do you know what would be the same as any news website? It's just like if you've just got your news via voicemails and it was just a guy going, "Ah!" Do you know what I mean? It's a guy going, "Fuck!"
That's basically what it is, though, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I think I've said it before, though, but when the Russia thing, they're like, "The Russians have got Chernobyl. They're there in Chernobyl." And you're like, "I don't know. That's scary words." you don't know what it means. You don't know.
You've got no idea what it means.
Yeah, but it's just words that scare me. Ah.
Yeah.
And that's why I just don't really watch the news, really.
Yeah. I mean, you've got enough. There's enough going on that I can't keep track of. Yeah. And that's the other reason I won't argue, because I won't look into it enough to be able to form an opinion, which is I feel there's a lot of pressure in comedy at the moment. Although, to be honest with you, I meet some people and they go, "Well, it must really be really hard to do stand-up comedy at the moment." And I go, "Well, no, it's not really. Because I've got, you know, a 5-minute bit about ghosts."
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's nothing controversial in it.
Yeah, me and you are similar to that one. Like, it's only if you want to talk about that sort of stuff, it's going to be
a
problem. You know what I mean? And then,
if you decide to talk about something like that, then I do think that the comedy needs to be the same amount of balance as the information. And I don't know enough about the information to make the comedy the same. Like, you know, it needs to be 50-50 or 70-30, really. Yeah, 70 comedy.
I think if you wanted to do that sort of comedy, you've got to know it inside out and have a real solid opinion, haven't you?
There's guys that do it. You can find them.
Yeah.
And ladies, obviously.
I'd say something about in the news or politics, with my opinion. It'd just take one person to go, "Well, that's not true." And I'll go, "Is it not? Oh, okay." I'll just fold.
Yeah, it's really easy.
I don't know. Sorry.
Also, that is the thing. You don't have to.
Yeah,
I just don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, even just during this podcast episode, I felt out my depth.
Yeah, exactly.
I've said Russia.
Where do I feel out of my depth? When I have to go into the bank, I instantly think walking into the bank is like walking through a building full of friends' parents. Do you know what I mean? You walk in, you go, "He knows more than I do. They all know more."
Yeah.
"Well, do you know if you do this?" "Yeah, do it then. Whatever you want to do." "I'll do whatever." You know.
No, I'm the same when I'm with, like, around my friends who have got like mortgages and successful lives, and their conversations start saying words, and I'm like, "Oh, fucking negative equity."
Oh. Yeah.
I'm like, "What's that?" I'm not a part of this conversation. I don't know what you're really. Do you know what I mean? Promotions. I talk about their promotions. I'm just like this. Well, I just did this 5-minute down in Southampton.
Yeah.
5-minute gig in Southampton.
Yeah.
And we're talking about like real big 100 grand a year jobs and shit.
Mm. Yeah. I just did the Laugh-O-Rama. Yeah. Horrible it was. What were you saying?
You're surrounded by these really successful people. I'm not a part of this.
There's my girlfriend has some quite high-powered friends in London, but they are quite interested in comedy. They're quite interested in how it works and stuff.
Yeah, but I think some people are interested. Like, my mum does this every time. I watched like a special with her the other day, and all she ever says is, "Amazing how they remember it all, isn't it?"
Yeah,
this does not care about anything else going on. They're all like, "How do they remember?"
Mm.
That's the least of your problem with comedy. Remembering it.
Is it
so
good?
Much more...
Yeah. She's not laughed once. She's just amazed by the fact they can remember it all.
Yeah, come and watch Good Memory Live.
It was really great. He remembered a load of it.
That's what she's blown away by. But we got to wrap this up because this thing's gonna stop. But
it's gonna kill us off.
Thanks for coming, Joe. You gonna come back soon?
It's all right. Yes, I will. I will come back soon. I hope it's all right and you find some nice things in here.
Well, I'm sure I'll be fine, mate.
But yes, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. We'll do it again sometime.
Definitely. All right, Joseph. Catch you later, mate.
Catch you later.
There we are. Episode 24. Nice little chat there with Joe. That was nice. Thanks for listening, guys. If you're enjoying it, please remember, leave 5 stars. It all really helps. It doesn't take long. If you've got a little bit more time, if you could leave a review, it all really, really, really helps. I'm going to get back into this now. Let's get it going again. Weekly podcast. Come on. I'm back now. So hope you enjoyed that. And I will speak to you soon. See you later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.